Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Do you like putting puzzles together, Teak? Is
I
that
do.
Something you enjoy doing?
I do.
Okay, me too. I
crossword puzzles.
That's like, not the same, though. Like, I mean a puzzle. Like, there's a piece
like,
and
like
you got to make...
a puzzle piece puzzle thing?
Yeah,
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I haven't done it in a while, but...
Yeah, because you need a lot of time to do it. I haven't done one in a while either, but I like it. It's fun. Mm-hmm. You know, you're like guessing. All right, this piece fits with that, and that fits with this. So I think we all need to put a puzzle together right now, and it is a puzzle that half our audience will be very upset about that I put together, and I think half the audience will get very excited. Yesterday, late in the program, it was revealed by Sham Sharnia that the New York Knicks made an offer for Kevin Durant at the trade deadline. There's no better reporter than Sham, so I take it as fact.
Yes.
The New York Knicks made a trade offer for Kevin Durant. Earlier today, Mark Stein, another very respected NBA reporter, reports that the Knicks are planning on reaching out to the Dallas Mavericks to at least have a conversation with Jason Kidd to be their next head coach. That's puzzle piece number two. And the third piece of the puzzle comes right out of Milwaukee. And that is the fact that the Knicks are also preparing a tsunami-like offer for Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Define tsunami-like.
Really, really big and destructive.
What does that even mean? How the hell do they do it with no picks?
Well, that's a great question, which we will definitely explore. But when I put all those pieces together, this is what scares me. Are the Knicks going to try to hire Jason Kidd because Giannis likes him? Like, that cannot be how you hire your next head coach.
Well, I mean...
And I'm putting these pieces together, Teak, okay. And I'm starting to think that's what's going
on.
It
worked for the Cleveland Cavaliers, right? Because Ty Lue got hired because LeBron James... Maybe it was because LeBron James just didn't like David Blatt, but whatever. Ty Lue gets hired and got LeBron James's blessing. The challenge with Giannis wanting to hire Jason Kidd is that Giannis... doesn't play for the Knicks.
Well, that's what makes
he's not on the team yet.
That's why it's not comparable to LeBron saying, right. I don't want David Blatt anymore. Like, the Knicks are past this. This is something a Rudy Pooh organization like the Nets have to pull. And yes, I say that with love. The Knicks were in the Eastern Conference Finals. The Knicks have a solid foundation. The New York Knicks do not need to interview coaches or hire coaches because they're flirting with a superstar that's on another team. That's 2010s kind of crap.
Yeah.
That's 2009 kind of crap. And normally, like if I said this yesterday, 24 hours ago, I'd slap myself. I'd say, Evan, why are you falling for this crap? But on the heels of their interest in Durant... and on their heels of we're reaching out to Kidd, and then you throw in the interest in Giannis, it doesn't sound crazy anymore. It sounds like the Knicks' plan is that, and that is so something they don't have to sink to.
Right, but I think it almost makes it feel like the Knicks are desperate.
Why?
Right, and that's what I don't understand.
They shouldn't be.
Well, it's moving fast in the NBA. We see it with all of the teams that just kind of feel like they come from 2 years out and they're championship viable. as we talked about with the parity that exists in the NBA. I mean, it's going to be a new champion this year. Someone who's never won a championship. It's going to happen for the first time in a while this year. I'm going back before Denver, but you know what I mean. And so basketball feels urgent. And if you're not competing, then what are you doing? You're just kind of waffling around. And I think Leon Rose is at that point in his career as an executive. Forget as an agent, and who knows how much money he's making. There's discrepancies between 8 to 20. But how long does he want to do this?
Mm.
And so if you're Leon Rose, you're what you started 2 years ago with putting this roster together, what you've kind of continued by firing a head coach you didn't think was capable of getting you to that next step. It feels like there's a desperation. And I don't mean that in a bad way, just a desperation to be a champion.
Yeah, I like aggressiveness, and I think Leon Rose has been aggressive over the last year. Even firing Tom Thibodeau earlier in the week, to me, wasn't desperate. It was aggressive. If their interest in Jason Kidd is linked to the idea of Giannis Antetokounmpo, that's not aggressive, that's desperate. And I think we need to separate the two things. If Jason Kidd is a candidate because, well, he has a good relationship with Jalen Brunson, mm-hmm. he has coaching experience, which he does. He's not a great X's and O's guys, but he's a big communication guy, and he also has the respect of everybody. Jason Kidd walks into that room. I expressed this yesterday about Jason. He walks into a room, he puts his arm around any one of these guys, and he says, I know what it's like to win a championship.
Yep.
I know what it's like to go to back-to-back NBA finals. I know what it's like to make guys around me better. I know what it's like to do everything you guys haven't done. And that's a respect that Jason Kidd has that very few coaches in this sport have. Plus, he's coached before, and I think he's done a fairly decent job. Jason Kidd as a candidate on its own has lots of merit.
Right.
He's not a bad candidate. It's not to me about that. It's the idea, if this is some kind of link, that's a desperation the Knicks shouldn't have. Like, on its own, hiring Jason Kidd makes sense. On its own, calling up the Bucks to find out what it would take to get Giannis makes sense. But when you connect everything, and it's like, you know, why we're interested in Jason Kidd. That's the kind of stuff that the Knicks should be above.
Yeah, but
and I'm concerned based on the interest in Durant at the trade deadline that that's what's going on. And
what do you mean? So hold on. You're saying Durant and KD?
I'm concerned that
Durant and Giannis and Jason Kidd?
I'm concerned.
That's what's happening?
I wouldn't stun me. Now, I think it's almost impossible to pull all that kind of stuff off.
But with what assets?
Well,
how are they doing that? You could have our 2050 picks.
I can walk you through it. You want me to tell you how it gets done?
Gutting the whole roster?
You want me to tell you how it gets done?
Yes,
please. Well, yes, it's going to include gutting the whole roster, but
is that what you need and what to do?
No, I'm not in favor of it. I'm not saying this is smart. I'm saying it's not smart. It's not what I would do.
But if you're desperate, it actually is smart.
Why are they desperate?
Because
Leon
Rose doesn't want to do this for another half a decade.
I'll tell you right now, I'd argue, and I'll walk you through how they could actually get Kevin Durant and Giannis Antetokounmpo. It's crazy. It's wild. It'll give you a headache, but I'll walk you through it. But I'll tell you right now, before I do, your best chance at winning an NBA championship is not going that route. Your best chance of making your secondary market tickets really expensive is going that route. Your best chance of being referred to as the Brooklyn Nets on steroids is that route. Your best chance of being talked about on sports talk radio and national TV all the time is that route. But in terms of winning an NBA championship, it's not your route. But I'll walk you through it. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I don't know what the Phoenix Suns are doing. And if the Phoenix Suns are saying, look, we're not really rebuilding because we can't, because we don't have our own draft capital. Would they flip Kevin Durant for Karl Anthony Towns? I guess they may.
Maybe.
Cat's younger. And if you're looking at Devin Booker and you're saying, I got no chance of trading Bradley Beal and I don't have my future picks, I guess you can walk me through a scenario where Phoenix says yes to that. And if the Knicks say yes to that, they then could trade OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges and Mitchell Robinson and Josh Hart, take back a bad contract like Damian Lillard or Kyle Kuzma, and bring in Giannis. And the Bucks' thinking would be to flip all of those guys elsewhere for the draft capital they're looking for. That's how it happens,
right. So,
and I think it's crazy.
Well, if that happens, what do the Knicks actually look like becomes the question. Not, do they have superstars? Sure. Do they have a great, potentially great coach in Jason? Sure. But are they actually a good team? Are they a deep, well-constructed team?
No!
Because who else is playing?
No!
What's your bench look like?
I'm telling you what you are is, and I'm an expert on this, you're the Brooklyn Nets on steroids.
Yeah.
That's what you are. And let me give you some advice.
But by the way,
you don't want to be that.
By the way, that sounds desperate.
Which boggles my mind. The Knicks are not a desperate franchise. They shouldn't be. And so my hope for you guys out there is that this isn't all connected, that they're not interviewing Jason Kidd out of desperation to get Giannis, that they're not going to aggressively pursue Kevin Durant. Like, don't connect all those things, because if you do, and that's the truth, and I certainly am worried that that may be the case right now, the Knicks are acting like they did prior to Leon's hire,
yeah,
and that's what you don't want to do, because you don't need to.
I feel like the super team, because that's basically what we're saying here, they're creating a super team with Jalen Brunson, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Kevin Durant. So the super team, in theory, is fantastic. But when's the last time it actually worked? When's the last time that, I obviously the Heat worked, the Heatles worked. I guess you can consider the Golden State Warriors, but that's not even really.
I don't think that counts. They added Kevin Durant to an already.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Championship team.
So when's it worked?
It doesn't work.
Exactly.
And my team was the latest team to prove it, or the Phoenix Suns are the latest team to prove that. And here's the thing. Like, when you're a bad team, when you're a floundering team, when you're a team without an identity, I get it. You go all in. You do desperate things. You want to be relevant. You want to sell tickets. You want to have some fun. The Knicks aren't that team. The Knicks don't have to be desperate. I understand that they missed a golden opportunity this year. I understand that it was frustrating, and I understand there's a lot of questions about the construction of this roster moving forward.
Right.
I get all that, but not to the point of doing pre-Leon Rose things like, I'm going to hire a coach to entice a star that's on a different roster. Like, that's insane to me.
Well, I think it would be disappointing, especially if it ultimately didn't work out, but we won't know that until it happens. But it would be disappointing because I feel like the Knicks fan is starting to trust Leon Rose in a way that they probably haven't an executive in a while. And Leon Rose presents as smarter than the X's and O's type of thing.
Yeah.
Right? He's just, he has foresight and he sees down the line and this, a plan is formulated and he's doing incremental steps to get to the ultimate, that is championship caliber team.
Mm-hmm.
And to just blow up what they've built for the last 3 years and then go get superstars to me sounds desperate and stupid. And so I keep hearing these reports. So it's not bunk, it's not nonsense, but it makes me feel like he's been shifting and I have to wonder why.
Well,
and I have to ask the question, why? Why would Leon Rose do certain things a certain way for 4 years and then all of a sudden say, yeah, you know what, let's just go get the stars?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me.
And the other thing that shifted are the leaks. The New York Knicks leaked nothing for the last 4 years. The Mikal Bridges trade came out of absolute nowhere. The trade for Karl-Anthony Towns came out of absolute nowhere. The trade for OG Anunoby came through absolute nowhere.
Right. That's right.
And over the last 4 days, think about the different things that are now starting to leak out about this franchise. Tsunami-like offer.
Mm.
Interest in Jason Kidd. And the most respected one, because with all due respect to Mark Stein and the dude from Milwaukee, Shams is the creme de la. Him and Ian Begley are the two guys I trust the most.
Right.
And Shams said, oh yeah, they tried to trade for Kevin Durant at the trade deadline. Which didn't come out at the trade deadline. It came out now. And it makes you wonder. And I think it makes you worried. Now, if none of this stuff happens, or some of it happens on an individual level, like hiring Jason Kidd is not a disaster. We can argue it. We could talk about the pros and the cons of it. But Jason Kidd on his own, inheriting this roster, is not a disaster. It's an interesting hire. Jason Kidd as a recruiting tool for Giannis is a disaster. Because that's not why you hire a head coach when you're in the Eastern Conference Finals. You hire a head coach because you believe he's the guy to take you to the next level. And trust me, we can sit here and I can give you 15 good reasons why Jason Kidd's the right guy.
Yeah.
Problem is, I could also give you 15 reasons why he's not. But the respect that he brings when he walks into that room, I think his communication with players, his experience level, which he had not only in the 1 year in Brooklyn, the few years in Milwaukee, and certainly the success he's had in Dallas, including being in the NBA Finals a year ago, the star players, the veteran star players, the young star players. Think about the experience Jason Kidd has.
Right.
He coached a 23-year-old Giannis Antetokounmpo. He coached an old past his prime, Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett,
right,
and an emerging Luka Doncic. And oh, by the way, Kyrie Irving. Like, he does have the experience of coaching and
stars.
And Jalen Brunson.
Right, and stars.
Right.
And he knows the main star with the New York Knicks and Jalen Brunson. So if any, Jason Kidd makes a lot of sense. On its own. If Jason Kidd wants to be the Knicks head coach and is, I also now think about it, why would he be done with Dallas other than Luka's not there? You know what I mean?
Well, it's a great question, and that's what this is going to come down to. So the Knicks have interest in Jason Kidd, makes sense. Now Jason Kidd has to have interest in the Knicks, and the Dallas Mavericks have to give Jason Kidd permission to interview with the Knicks. I'll make you this prediction. If it gets to the level where Dallas says it's okay to interview with the Knicks,
yeah,
it's over. He's going to be the Knicks head coach.
Yes.
Because I don't think the Mavericks would allow it to get to the interview level on both sides for it to then completely fall apart. A comp pick will have to go back. It'll probably be that Fugazi Washington pick the Knicks have. They'll send that back to Dallas, and the thing will be done. So if we're watching this over the weekend into next week, as soon as it's reported on a level that we trust,
yeah,
that the Mavericks have given Kidd permission to talk to the Knicks, to me that signals he's rounding third base and he's scoring. Now, why would Jason Kidd leave Dallas? It's a great question. One aspect is not the answer you want to hear. One reason he may want to leave Dallas is he misses the Hamptons. And he misses golfing. And he misses hanging out here. It's New York City. It's Long Island. There are so many great opportunities here. He may be done with Dallas. Now, that's not the reason you want Jason Kidd to want to come here.
Yeah, but that was Jason Kidd from over a decade ago.
Okay.
That was 42-year-old Jason Kidd.
Let me tell you something. When you think Jason Kidd has changed and you tell yourself he's changed, you become Evan Roberts. Because that's all I told myself for 20 years. Oh, he's changed. He's different. But from a basketball standpoint, it could be as simple as, I can win a title here. I like this roster better. I don't want to go through the rebuild. I don't want to develop Cooper Flagg. I don't want to deal with the corpse of Anthony Davis. I don't want to deal with it. I'm done here. I've done the best I can do. I got to an NBA Finals. I got a better chance in New York.
Yeah, but that just sounds really, I don't know, not smart to get one of the generational talents coming out of college in Cooper Flagg and not want to develop him.
So you'd be concerned because by Jason Kidd for wanting to leave that?
Yeah, because that's a legacy opportunity.
Sure.
That's a I was the coach who got Cooper Flagg to be one of the best.
What if you're the coach that got the Knicks to win an NBA title for the first time in more than five decades?
Yeah, but are they?
Are they what?
Are they winning a title?
Jason Kidd may think so.
Let's say this all goes down. Jason Kidd becomes head coach. You trade the entire roster, save Jalen Brunson, for Giannis Antetokounmpo. You find a way to get KD, and you have nobody on your bench. The role players stink. And after, I don't know, 25 games, the fan base turns on you.
Right.
Because you're not good enough, and KD's hurt half the time.
Right.
Right. Was it worth it?
That wouldn't be
no.
That wouldn't be worth it. But what if it's just Jason Kidd and they're not making stupid stargazing trades for Giannis and KD, and he inherits this roster?
That I get.
They have a chance to win an NBA title.
That I get.
So that would be his reasoning. Do you want Jason Kidd, Tommy?
I do.
Do you want Jason Kidd and Giannis, Tommy?
I don't, because I know what's coming after that one. It's and Kevin Durant.
Well, yeah. Do you want all of them? Do you want some of them? What do you want?
I don't want anything to do with the super team. I think it's not the right way to build a championship.
No.
When you look at what Indiana's doing, when you look at what OKC is doing, you're going to have a sweet car to drive down Collins Ave in South Beach, but the engine sucks. And that's what you're going to have when you have three-star players, and no disrespect, but when you have Dottier, Kolek, Huck Porty, guys I think you could develop, but you're going to be leaning on those guys to be your sixth, seventh, eighth guys off the bench, or you know what I mean, off the rotation. I don't like it. It's going to make everyone excited, and I will fall victim to the excitement. I'm just telling you that right now.
Yeah.
And the positive Tommy bandwagon will be huge because they're going to have star players, but it's not the way to win a title.
Right. It's the way to get people's asses in seats. But guess what? The Garden doesn't need that.
They don't need that.
The Nets did.
Yes.
The Garden doesn't need it.
What's interesting about Jason Kidd is his connection to Jalen Brunson. He knows Jalen Brunson. He coached Jalen Brunson. He was also quoted as saying this about Jalen Brunson. Quote, I love Brunson, but there's no way you can compare me and him. In fairness, I'm pretty sure Jason Kidd was joking when he said that. But nevertheless, when you are that great and he is an all-time great, he doesn't
really
look
cocky
at his...
Too.
Well, he was damn cocky. He looks at his players, even the great ones, and say, yeah, they're good. They ain't me, though. Mm-hmm. Now, most coaches don't have the ability to do that.
That's true.
Most coaches put their arms around the great player and say, I love you, I love you. Jason Kidd looks at you and says, yeah, you're all right.
You know what? For the first time in my life, I want the Knicks to have a boring offseason. I want them to hire
but you can't, though. You can't, Tommy. You fired your coach. Right?
But
so
if you,
it's already not boring.
No, but if you hire, no disrespect, a Johnny Bryant, boring. If you trade for Jose Alvarado, which I've thrown out on the air, boring, but both good additions. You get your Rundekin head coach that you could develop, and then you bring in a dog, a great defensive player. You improve the bench. You develop Kolek. You develop Karl-Anthony Towns. It's boring, but I think it's the most effective.
100%. 2 days ago, I said to you guys, this coaching search better be boring, because boring wins. And we went through all the examples of it. And you're right. If you want to extend that to roster building and building the bench, the more boring this offseason is, the better it is for the New York Knicks in terms of winning. The more crazy it is, yeah, the more clicks that everybody will get, the more calls and sports talk radio will get, the more content we'll have, the worse it is. The worse it is. It may be sexy, it may be shiny, it's not the way you want to
watch
it or heard about it. Another ferocious Indiana Pacers comeback as they steal game one in Oklahoma City. But we get to your calls, not just on the potential hiring of Jason Kidd, who the Knicks are requesting permission to talk to about the job, but the links to Giannis, the links to KD, the idea that this Knicks offseason could be monumental, that the Knicks may go superstar hunting and may be targeting a head coach that has a link to one of said superstars. 888-808-1019. Liam is calling from Houston. How are you, Liam?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon. Early happy Father's Day to everyone out there.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
Listen, I Jason Kidd move, agree with. Giannis move, I agree with. I think based on what Lee and Rhodes have been doing, and you know, with a tight ship, I don't think what you're saying, Evan, is true. But if it is, remember, Knicks fans, never underestimate the power of James Dolan to screw things up and mess with our lives.
So you think this is a Dolan idea? This is a Dolan desperation type idea to finally get himself a championship?
I don't know. I mean, the guy, you know, he's history, you know, repeats itself
every now and then. I'm going to give you a wild reason why James Dolan would never be behind this. Are you ready? I think James Dolan is vengeful, and I think he's shown us that. You sue my company, I'm not going to allow you in Madison Square Garden, right?
Yeah.
Got examples of this. How do you think James Dolan felt when a certain seven-footer at the prime of his career, coming off an Achilles injury, said, I'm not going to the Knicks. I'm going to the little Nets.
Yeah, but that was...
Oh, I think he's still pissed off about that. I think a lot of Knicks fans are, and I think Dolan is, which is why I don't think he'd be the one targeting KD.
Yeah, but
I think Worldwide West and Leon would.
But were the Knicks the right place for KD?
That's not even the point, though, bro.
So he's just going to come here, even though they're not ready to win, and just... I don't know, waste a couple years of his career.
See, here's the problem, Teague. You're very smart and reasoned. Get into the head right now.
Okay, I hear you. No, you're right.
And not just Dolan, Knick fans. Like, I know Tommy was pissed about it. A lot of Knick fans were like, how could you take that team over us and then proceed to call us not cool?
Well, because Kyrie was there.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter because I think that matters to guys like KD.
But again,
most guys don't, but it doesn't matter. But for KD, I think it does.
I think you're being reasonable.
I am trying to be.
But I'm going into the head of the owner on why the owner would not be reasonable and say, screw this guy. That's why I don't buy Liam's theory that Dolan's behind this. I think Dolan's probably like, screw KD. Well, but hey, Leon's running the show. If he wants him, go get him.
I think Liam was also saying that these leagues, maybe they're not true, right? Maybe all the stuff that we're hearing is not real.
I'll tell you what is real. The one thing I'll push back on that I can confidently say is real is Sham Sharnia reports they tried to trade for Durant last year. It happened. It absolutely happened. That's not something he's making up.
Yeah.
But that's not a fake leak.
But does that make sense for this year? Can we draw last year's interest forward into this season?
Okay. I can. And I thought about this last night. All right. So let me walk you through this. The reason and the offer that could be made, because here's a fun thing about the NBA, because of the cap and because of making numbers match, there's only so many trade offers that one could have. Like if we're talking about the Mets trading for Jalen Duran from the Red Sox, there could be 100 different offers. It could be this prospect, that prospect, it could be a million different things.
Yep.
In basketball, there's only a handful of offers that can be made based on money. If the New York Knicks agree with the fan base, because so many people in this fan base have turned on Karl Anthony Towns, he's a losing player, he's soft, he's this, he's that. If you've decided, I'm done with Cat, okay, you made that decision, and he's got three more years.
After a year.
After less than a year, because I'm talking about even before the trade deadline.
Okay, yep.
But you've made that decision, which I'm not saying you agree with, but Tommy, would you vouch that there are many Knicks fans that have already decided, done with Cat?
Oh, 100%.
That's my only point. If you've decided you're done with Cat, you'd offer him for Kevin Durant. You want to know why? Durant's got 1 year left on his deal. That's it. You rid yourself of the Cat contract. You get yourself, offensively, I'll still even say a better player, because Kevin Durant, even at this age, is one of the most gifted offensive players on the planet, and I'd even argue he's a better defender than Cat. Even at his age, he's a diminished defender, but Kevin Durant's always been an underrated defender.
Right, he's been willing to be a presence, at least.
So that offer would be made, especially if you've come to the conclusion, I'm done with Cat. If you could turn that into Kevin Durant, then... Yeah, that's what you'd offer.
Yeah, Kevin Durant, Jalen Brunson, and then you keep Mitch and everybody else.
Different story.
Yeah, right. You're not getting rid of the entire rest of your roster.
No, I agree. I'm just going back to where it would have made sense or how it would make sense to trade for Durant
now,
minus those other
now,
things.
Now.
Yeah, even right now.
Yeah.
If you've decided you're done with Cat, which we have a fun clip we're going to play a little bit later on. We actually made this wonderful piece. I don't know if Rosenberg wants to take credit for it or if I should take the credit for it, because if it's really bad, we should put it on me. If it's really good, Rosie did it. But a great production piece we created, a compilation of everyone's hate of Karl Anthony Towns, to really put it in a nice little bow, little box. But if the Knicks agree with that, right, if Leon Rose is like, dude, I'm done with this guy, of course you'd offer him for Kevin Durant. Mm. Even from a...
Are you done with him, Tommy?
Cat? No, yeah. I'm not. But I think I'd say about 30% of the fan base never wanted him to begin with.
Yeah, our friend Kerry was done with him before he got here.
100%. And I don't think Cat did enough throughout the season and the playoffs to sway that 30%.
Right. Well, I mean, he did, but it wasn't consistent enough.
Right.
And so it always came back to, he's soft. We don't want him.
Low basketball IQ.
Low basketball IQ.
Bad body
language. Bad body, all that stuff.
And all that stuff that you say about Cat is not true about Kevin Durant. He has one of the highest basketball IQs you will ever see.
No doubt.
Yes, he's old and he breaks down. He's not 100% a positive to acquire. I get that.
Maybe that makes sense that you get rid of Tibbs. Get rid of Tibbs because you want KD, and KD's not playing 42 minutes a game.
And if you try, it's going to end very badly.
But I wonder, like, there was no way, or at least in my opinion, they were trading Cat at the deadline. What was the offer? I think that's what I want to know.
No, I disagree with you. I think I gave this a lot of thought last night after we talked about this. What's the offer? I think the offer would have been Karl Anthony Towns.
Wow.
Because I think it's easy from a basketball standpoint to just simply say, he's not the guy. The money matches up. I don't know what Phoenix is doing. And that's the caveat to all this. Like, would Phoenix do it?
But at the deadline, were that many people done with Cat?
No, that would have not went over well.
I agree.
That would not have went over well.
Because I think they were playing well at the trade deadline moment.
Some of the organization may have been.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you right now, trading Cat for KD makes a hell of a lot more sense than trading OG and Mitch for KD. From a basketball fit standpoint, it's not even close.
Agree.
That would have made no sense. Cat for Kevin Durant makes sense. It actually does. Especially because even if you don't love KD, the player, at this point in his career, it's one more year and it's over. If anything, you just rid yourself of a Karl Anthony Towns contract. And if you don't believe in him now, you're not going to believe in him in 2 years when he's making $60 million a year. So that's what I come up with. That's the only offer that would have made sense. And I'd assume if that offer was made back before the trade deadline, that offer's still out there. But again, you now go to Phoenix and say, are they doing that? I don't know what the Suns are doing.
I just didn't pay enough attention to KD's rest of his season to know if it's worth it.
Kevin Durant was tremendous when he played. That's the ultimate problem with Kevin Durant at this point in his career.
How often did he play?
Well, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
John in Queens. Hey, John.
Hey, Evan and TK. How you guys doing today?
That's good, man.
Good.
So I'm going to do a quick rapid fire because you guys hit on a ton of things. One, I don't want Jason Kidd. I don't believe in trading. We have a little picks as it is. I don't want to give up any more picks for coach. A coach.
Right.
And like your old partner used to say, Evan, I want my own guy. I want Johnny Bryant. That's what I want them to get right now. In terms of KD, I don't want KD. If Kat and KD were similar age, I would do the swap. I can't justify doing the swap for KD with him being 37, and I just can't do it. Even with the amount of age, the contract that Kat had, I can't do it. One thing that BT and Sal showed yesterday, they had Rick Pitino on. One thing that the Knicks have to do with Kat, though, and I completely agree what he said, is he needs to get down to about 9% body fat. Mm. Go away with your girlfriend for the next month. Do your thing, and then lock in come mid-July, August. Hire the best nutritionist, the best strength and conditioning coach. Get your body, and I think that will help out his defense.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you say that, John, because it sounds easier than it actually is to get yourself in that kind of physical shape. But I think it's important for Kat, because one of the things that you notice is he's not super athletic.
Mm.
And as big as he is, he's kind of barely an above-the-rim kind of guy. You know what I mean? And if he got leaner, you wonder if that helps that.
Karl Anthony Towns will turn 30 in November. So this is his age 3 season that's approaching.
Yes.
And we're already talking about body fat and being out of shape. I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah.
He's also due to make $53 million in 2026. He will make $57 million in 2027. And then he has a player option, and you could bet your ass he's picking up this player option, $61 million. Mm-hmm. So understand, when you're talking about Karl Anthony Towns and potential trades because you're concerned about his body or concerned about his defense or concerned about whatever you have, you're married to him for 3 more years making a ridiculous amount of money.
Right.
So the negatives of the guy you get back, you got to factor in. Kevin Durant's gone after 1 year.
Yeah, but all of those things negatively that you're talking about with Kat, other teams know this as well. Right? Other teams know what his issues are. They know what the reputation is that follows him, or actually probably in this case would precede him if he was getting traded to them. They obviously look at the age and they say, look at his lack of athleticism at times, his bad IQ.
So why would they do it?
So why would you do it? So it doesn't make any sense.
The only reason I've entertained this as trying to be an IBO in this case on why it could is because the Suns are in such a terrible spot with what they should do with their roster that they could rationalize, we don't have our control of our own picks unless we're getting them back.
So
we got to try to win for a few
Suns
years.
So the Suns and who else?
No, that's it, the Suns.
Right, it's like he's unmovable. We had a caller a couple days ago said that. He's just not movable. And you're right, because every other team, maybe except for save the Suns, are going to say, yeah, no, but no thanks. We'll listen, but no thank you.
Unless you're a team, I'll throw a team at you. Unless you're a team that's close, like you feel like you're getting there, and you view Kat as a guy to put you over the top, like a Detroit Pistons team. Like, could they potentially go, sure, I could rationalize that one.
Yeah, we talked about that 2 days ago, too, is because they have the attitude already.
Yeah.
Right? It's ingrained in
I'm just
their
saying
culture.
There could be teams that view him as, hey, that takes us up a notch.
$53 million a year?
It's a lot of money, and eventually $61 million a year. When he is 32 years old in the final year of his contract, he's going to make $61 million a year, which is why if you are even hesitating on Kat right now, you would trade Kat for Kevin Durant. You would. If you take everything away, strip away the honest stuff, the Jason Kidd stuff, just simply Karl Anthony Towns for Kevin Durant.
Well, it's interesting because all of these things that we're talking about in vacuums, like just by themselves, they're actually probably smart moves.
100%.
You throw them all together, it's like, what the hell are you doing?
That's the problem. I agree with you. If we take each piece on its own, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. That makes sense. It's when you start to put everything together where you're like, no, I'm not doing that.
We forget that Kat had the best plus minus in the series against the Pacers. I think it's been overblown how bad he is. He went to back-to-back conference finals. I still think there's a part of me.
It's not that he's not a good player. That's not what we're saying.
But do you think, Teague, a new coach could get more out of Bridges and Kat than Tibbs did? And if he does, you don't have to trade these pieces. You don't have to bring in a Durant. If Bryant is your wunderkind, if he's your guy that you think is the genius that's going to get out of these guys more than what Tibbs did, wouldn't you want to take that chance? I know Bridges is up for an extension, but you want to build that chemistry. You're starting over by bringing Giannis and KD in.
Yeah,
it's hard to win like that.
I don't love the idea of starting over because you're starting over. You don't know where you're going to be, right? We kind of know what the floor is of this Knicks team is right now. If you start over, that floor could be a lot lower. It could even be higher, though, but you just don't know.
Mm.
And so I think it's a risk. But we do know that Leon Rose likes to take risk. And when risks pay off, you get rewarded for it, right? You get lauded for it. You become iconic for it if the risk pays off. I mean, look at Dave Gettleman, or not Dave Gettleman, Ernie Accorsi trading to get Eli Manning. It's a risk.
Legendary.
Legendary.
right.
You didn't know for a couple of years, but legendary. What's Leon Rose going to do to try to make himself legendary?
Chris in Bayshore. Happy Friday, Chris.
Yeah, happy Friday, guys. From just what you guys are talking about, from a Knicks standpoint, I mean, I would trade Cat for Durant yesterday. I mean, I think that's a no-brainer. I would do that in a heartbeat. But, Evan, I got a question for you about the whole Jason Kidd thing.
Yes.
What makes you think that Kidd taking over would be different than, say, like a Ted Williams effect in baseball, where it's like better players expect, you know, guys to be at that level? Why do you think it would be a positive?
Because he's now done it for a decade. Jason Kidd, when he took his first job, I remember it well. You talk about a stunner. He took the Nets job with huge expectations.
Right after the Knicks.
Right after he played for the New York Knicks. And with zero coaching experience, he took a job with a championship win now team in Brooklyn with Garnett, Pierce, Darren Williams, Joe Johnson, and Brooke Lopez. And not to get into what happened that season, but one of my fears was, is he going to be Ted Williams? It's a great analogy. The story of Ted Williams is that he's the greatest hitter ever, and he wasn't a great manager because he would look at guys and say, how come you can't hit like me? But Jason Kidd has coached for a decade now. And like I said earlier, he's experienced everything. He experienced the pressures of a super team that had a catastrophic injury and had to basically rebuild the team in the middle of the year. And I'd argue maxed out with their talent. They lost to the Heatles in the second round of the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Then he leaves after 1 year like a snake in the ground, goes to a young Milwaukee team. They don't really win anything, but he's on the ground floor of Giannis and the ground floor of Chris Middleton. And he leaves before they really turn it around and eventually win a championship. Then he's an assistant coach. Remember, he was in L.A. He actually humbled himself to be an assistant coach.
But remember, we talked about how it was a wolf in sheep's clothing behind Vogel.
Yeah.
they just brought him in case they decided to fire Vogel.
Yeah, well, he may have done snaky things, but once a snake, always a snake. That's just the real
He's
truth.
He's changed. He doesn't want to go to the Hamptons anymore.
Tiggy, there are very few athletes. Forget about their personalities. Forget about what they've done off the court or off the field. When it comes to what they've done for me in my life, there's very few athletes I love more than Jason Kidd. But I'm also very comfortable calling people out for what they are. He's a damn snake. Mm. I will always love him and appreciate him for what he did personally for my team. Nothing will ever change that. He's a snake.
Yeah, always looking out for number one.
And that snake in the ground. Snake in the ground! That's right, in the ground.
It's grass.
And then he goes to Dallas.
Actually, let's be honest. Snakes actually live underground.
Exactly. Thank you, Tiki.
And so snakes are seen in the grass, but they live underground.
See, every time I get corrected by a Tommy or a Sean who's out today or Rosie, if Tiki's next to me, 90% of the time he recorrects them. And I missed you yesterday because I got corrected like five different times. And I'm like, man, if Tiki was here, he'd be like, no, he's right. You pick up litter from a cat litter. And I said, yeah, you're damn right. Anyhow, the difference is, just answer his question. He's not Ted Williams. He's coached for a decade. He just coached the Mavericks to the NBA Finals.
Right.
He's coached Luka. He's coached Kyrie. He's coached Giannis. He coached Kevin Garnett and Paul Pierce when they were half in the ground.
And by the way, they traded Luka in the middle of the season, and they still almost made the playoffs. Well, they did. They were in the play-in game.
They were in the play-in game.
But they almost made the playoffs without the best player of their, going back to Dirk.
Yeah. So, the biggest negative of Jason Kidd's coaching, sniffing around Dallas, and it's kind of ironic. You'll love this, D. The biggest kind of critique Jason Kidd had in Dallas is he doesn't play his bench enough and he doesn't develop enough young players. I'm not even kidding you. Which tells you if they hire him, it's more about communication and personalities and kind of that aspect.
Does he play his starters 40 minutes a game?
Right.
Plus.
Now, last night, I don't know how you guys felt. I think it's very different for everyone on how you're going to consume the NBA Finals with the Knicks having lost to the Indiana Pacers. I was surprised how I felt. So I picked the Thunder in four. I'm already wrong on that. Yeah. And I thought I was going to root for the Thunder. Like, why would I root for the Indiana Pacers? And as Indiana was making their comeback, which I never believed was real, like down 9 with 3 minutes to go, didn't think it was real. Down 5 with a minute 22 to go, never thought it was real. Even with SGA having the ball in his hands up by a point, final 30 seconds, never thought it was real.
Yeah.
I should have known better, but I was rooting so hard for the Pacers. And I don't know why. Maybe it's a thank you for what they did to the Knicks. I'm not sure. But if you missed it last night, Pacers are down by a point. They don't call a timeout. And then there goes that man again.
Pacers with a chance to win it. Final seconds, no fouls to give. Halliburton looking. Halliburton driving, pulls up, jump shot. It's good! It's good! With 0.3 seconds remaining. Timeout, OKC. Tyrese Halliburton does it again. Their first lead of the game.
They're literally first lead of the game. Like, their lead was for 0.3 seconds. I love Mike Breen. I love him. You got to give me a bang. You got to give me a bang. In fact, I'd even say I need two bangs.
Wasn't it too early in the season, in the series?
What?
I'm just asking.
He gives bangs out in the regular season.
But wasn't it a little too early?
No.
First game.
Tiki, we've been on the air for almost, how many years have we been on the air now? 2 years, I think?
2 years. Yep.
I have never disagreed with you more than what you just said. It's too early?
It's too early in the series.
The guy hit a game winner in which they were losing the entire game.
Yeah, right. They led for 0.3 seconds.
Cheek, I'd argue that was worthy of the first ever triple bang. I'd argue that.
Bang! Bang!
And he gives me, what did he give me? I already forgot what he gave
me. But he just takes a lead. That's all it was.
You got to give me a bet. Now, the good news is Richard Jefferson had one of the great lines of all time that I want to play for you. This is after Mike made the call. And I think if RJ wants, he could put this on a t-shirt. This is him describing Tyrese Halliburton.
He's not afraid of the moment. He is the moment.
Oh, that's a good line. He's not afraid of the moment. He is the moment. Mm, bro.
Is that his new nickname? The moment?
Oh, my God. Tommy's pissed because he didn't come up with that for a Nick or a Met. I mean, that could have been Juan Soto. Juan Soto. He's not afraid of the moment. He is the moment.
And I'm sure Halliburton will use that when he fights Brunson at SummerSlam this year. But when Richard Jefferson says something, you have to read between the lines. Was that a shot at someone on the Knicks?
Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
Who would it be?
I don't know. But is it a shot at Brunson? Is it a shot at Cat? Is it a shot at the Knicks? We know where Richard Jefferson's.
Jalen Brunson's not afraid of the moment either.
Of course not.
The only person that maybe is afraid of the moment for the Knicks would be Josh Hart, but who cares?
He's not afraid of the moment.
I don't think he's not afraid of it sometimes.
Well, he won't take a shot.
Well, yeah, that's more of a lack of confidence in his own shot.
That's afraid of the moment, isn't it? Save for against the Sixers in Game 6.
That was a big one.
That was a big moment. He took it.
This has nothing to do with the Knicks. This is just a stone-cold, awesome moment.
Well, because I think more Knicks fans are watching this finals than anybody. You know it, Knicks fans. You're hate watching this finals. I know a lot of people are.
Is that what you think is going on?
I think Knicks fans are either hate watching it or you love basketball and you want to see two great teams play.
Is that what you did? You hate watch it last night?
No, I wasn't hate watching it.
I actually thought it was a great game.
I thought it was awesome.
The first half, I was just waiting for it to go to 25, and it never did. I don't know if that's a fault of the OKC or just kind of the resilience of the Pacers. And now that I saw the end and know the ending, it's the resiliency of the Pacers. They just don't go away.
They've done it to everybody.
They're
every
annoying
single round.
As hell in that regard. Yep. But I was almost rooting for it.
Yeah, I was rooting for it. I'm surprised because I didn't think I would. You know, a couple of reasons why I thought I was going to root against them. I kind of like the Thunder. Mm-hmm. Number two, made a prediction. You always want to be right, unless it harms you for your own sports teams. And number three, I got this weird thing with the ABA. I don't know if you know this, but there were four teams that came over from the ABA. Mm-hmm. The San Antonio Spurs, the Denver Nuggets, the Indiana Pacers, and the then New York Nets. Denver's won an NBA title. San Antonio's won numerous NBA titles.
Yep.
If the Pacers win an NBA title, there would only be one former ABA team left, and that'd be my team, and I'd be bitter. So.
Now, as far as the...
Denver
won.
Denver did it 2 years ago?
Yes, yeah. San Antonio, and Indiana would be the third. Mm-hmm. I'd be alone on an island.
The Nets still in the league.
As far as the Breen bang, how dare you say it should have been a triple bang?
Should have been at least a double, but probably a triple.
We know what Mike is saving the triple bang for. You can make your joke now, but he is saving that for a Knicks game-winning shot in Game 6 or 7, the clincher of the NBA Finals. Mike is the ultimate professional, so I'm not suggesting he did this.
Mm.
But what I would say is, Mike Breen, as a Knicks fan, Thank you.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Because you know what?
He gave it back to you guys right there.
That was that Halliburton shot was a little too close for home, and if Mike Breen is given a bang for that, that would have hurt a little bit.
I agree.
I don't know if Mike was thinking that because he is the ultimate professional.
He is.
But thank you. Even if it was subconsciously, Mike Breen, thank you for not whipping out a bang on a Halliburton game winner in game one.
I thought about it last night. I was like, Mike is so good at this. Like, I would never accuse him of being biased because I don't think he ever is. So I don't think it was a bias spot. I think it was more, I'm not giving you the bang. You're Tyrese Halliburton, and you piss me off. I ain't giving you the bang. Speaking of Tyrese Halliburton, so he did a post-game interview, like right after the game. The voice thing is just off the charts here. And maybe it's because he's really excited. For those that are not aware, Tyrese Halliburton has two voices. If you weren't aware, take a listen.
Here's the thing is, like, we've had to win in so many different ways all year. We've had so many weird wins during the regular season, during the playoffs. So
why would that change? Because we're here in the finals. It's not changing. So me and we just keep staying at it and just keep believing. And, you know, that's the result we get.
And he goes back.
What the hell was that?
the fact
I've never heard it change in mid-sentence that.
Not only changed mid-sentence, it went both ways.
Wow.
It went both ways.
And he usually does an answer. Stops, gets another question, comes back, and it's a different voice.
Yeah.
This was both. Wow.
That was the most extreme Halliburton voice change I've ever heard. So that's why I'm starting to think the voice change occurs when he's excited.
What is it? Didn't they say what it was? It's like a form of asthma or something like that.
He explained it because he's very open about it. And I got so bored by the answer, I still don't know.
Yeah.
So it's not even about what it is. All I know is he's healthy and he's fine. So we're not making fun of anything bad. And it's just fascinating. Like, to hear that extreme of, like, back and forth was kind of nuts. But, hey, congratulations to the Indiana Pacers. I still don't think they're going to win this series, but last night was wildly entertaining. We'll get back to your calls next at 888-808-1019. A lot on the table.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle-cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold, zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no-sugar-added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.